Tantor Audio presents Morgan and Archer, a Grace Burroughs production. By Grace Burroughs. Narrated by Roger Hampton. Produced by Grace Burroughs. This novella is dedicated to the deaf and hearing impaired. Chapter 1. In a sea of chatter and movement, silence and stillness caught Archer Portmain's attention. The ladies at the front of the shadowed box might have been any pretty pair enjoying a night at the orchestra, the elder exhibiting the fashionable attire of a young matron of means. The younger woman held Archer's focus when he ought to have been scanning the other boxes for his quarry. She captured his attention by not craning her neck or leaning over the railing, but rather by slow and quiet study of the glittering, laughing, bejeweled throng. Archer had the niggling sense he'd seen her before, in a different setting. He might forget the occasional face, but he did not forget the graceful turn of a woman's bare shoulders, or a chin that shaded toward determined, but stopped short of stubborn. Her profile was classic, her brown hair tidily coiled at her nape, her cream dress the very next thing to plain. She was quietly lovely, and yet everything about her begged to be passed over at a glance, everything except for her stillness and the way she held her own counsel in a venue where talking loudly and cleverly was more a part of the programme than the music. If the lady could chatter a bit while she studied the audience, or send the occasional flirtatious glance to a random lucky swain below, she might make a passable spy, which notion would insult any proper lady mightily. Archer left off watching the quiet young woman, lest even lurking at the back of this box